Well, meanwhile, across the Midwest, farmers are expecting a bumper crop of corn this year, so much so that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is projecting the corn yield will surpass last year's record harvest and top 14 billion bushels. Bryce Knorr is a senior grain analyst from Farm Futures magazine. He's with us from WBEZ in Chicago to discuss. Bryce, what were the conditions that led to this huge surplus of corn?
Well, the biggest factor is we've had adequate rainfall, but most importantly, a very cool summer. And while that hasn't been good for people who want to go to the beach or the lake, it's very good for the corn crop because it hasn't been put under very much, if any, heat stress.
And what has the rain been like this year across the Midwest? Because we've heard so much about the drought out in the west, farther out to the west, but what about where you are?
Well, most places have seen adequate rainfall. We do have some dry areas in eastern Iowa, parts of western Illinois. Some areas, as usual, have gotten too much rain, particularly up in North Dakota, Minnesota. They were unable to plant some of their fields this year. But by and large, we've had good rainfall. And the corn plant is able to tap into soil moisture pretty deep into the ground. So even if it's been dry for a couple weeks, as long as there hasn't been extreme heat, the plant should be okay.
But just okay and having a record harvest seem like two very different things. Why a record harvest?
First of all, even though farmers planted less corn this year than they did a year ago, the corn technology, the actual seeds itself, keep improving and provide better yield. So over time, what's a normal crop keeps getting bigger. And when you have just normal weather, that actually usually results in above-average yields.
What is this corn used for? How much of it is for human consumption?
Well, actually, very little of it is used directly in things like corn flakes and foods like that. The largest share winds up going to industrial uses like ethanol. And then 40% of it is fed to livestock. Another 15% is exported. Most of that is fed to livestock as well. And even a lot of the grain that's used to make ethanol, there's grain left over from that process, and that also is fed to livestock.
And we know that because of the drought, there aren't as many cows, for example, eating this corn, right, this year, because a lot of them have been culled.
Right. We also have problems with disease in the swine industry. Now, what the farmers there have compensated by feeding more of this low-priced corn to their animals, so that's offset some of the smaller herds we've seen. But it has meant that the feed usage has been relatively stagnant.
So do you expect that consumers will see a drop in prices at the gas pump if they're using ethanol or in corn and meat prices at the grocery store?
Well, it probably won't result in lower meat prices simply because the number of animals out there still is very small. But anyone who's, for example, using E85 has seen a significant advantage over regular gasoline. That's one reason why ethanol production has been so strong.
And we should say that harvest time is still a month away or so. Could anything happen between now and then that will change this?
Well, because it has been so cool, there is some concern that the plants haven't been getting enough growing degree day heat, which means they could be vulnerable to even a normal frost, which typically happens end of September, early October. That's somewhat of a long shot in terms of damaging the crop. It's only really happened once in the last 40 years.
Bryce Knorr, a senior grain analyst for Farm Futures magazine, joining us from Chicago. Bryce, thank you.
You're welcome.
What a contrast, Meghna. A lot of rain in some parts of the country and almost none in others.
Indeed.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.